whenever someone who is not what we would say born with a vagina and want to be feminine, they get harassed.
Et le pire, c'est que mal mauricien, je pas content tout les autres mauriciens arrivés. Même si je pas pour vous, je fesse. Mais comment je trouve un autre mauricien, il n'arrive plus autre qu'ils autres, je t'ai rasé, je postais même un commentaire caca, quoi.
C'est ouais, TikTok mauricien, la marine nulle, ça, c'est pas quoi. Et vrai même, j'ai vu, c'était nul.
State of Sydney. Anywhere you stream your podcast. Qui veut dire bonjour tout le monde, welcome everyone to the very first episode of Couscousé. I'm sure everyone is wondering, what the fuck is Couscousé? What is this about? Who is she? What is she up to? Couscousé is your safe space. It's where you, yes, you, have the opportunity to sound off on the topic we spoke about when I last spoke to you. You want to give your opinion? You want to share an experience? Couscousé is your space. This week, I asked you a bit on Instagram at States of Sydney, through our mail, statesofsydney@gmail.com, and also through our WhatsApp, 58438702, 58438702, I don't know why I said it like that, to send me through text or an audio record, your states about Mauritius TikTok. I have to tell you all, this series can be anonymous, it's okay, I said, this is a safe space. And you are free to sound off in French, in English, or in Creole, bitch, as long as I understand. As you know, last week we spoke about influencers, bullying, about TikTok drama, a whole lot of things I forgot about because I spoke so much. And I'm glad to say that we got a few replies. Some of y'all spilled some tea. Some of y'all shared a few experiences. So let's not waste any more time, guys. Let's get into this. Before we get into this episode, I would like to thank my very first sponsor, which is Ems Mural. Ems Mural is a mural artist who does wall art painting. You want to repaint your room with cool art? Ems Mural will help make all your walls look awesome as fuck. For more information about quotations and how to proceed, go to @ems_mural on Instagram. Our very first contributor to give his state is Out and Loud, and that's also the name of his podcast, the Out and Loud podcast that he hosts every week on Spotify with his co-host Fabien. Give it up for Musamil.
Hi to everyone listening, it's Musamil here. Hi Sydney, you are an absolute icon. And this podcast is everything. If people are not listening to States of Sydney, they are missing out a lot, period. As you mentioned on your previous episode about Mauritian TikTok, I just want to say that some of these people think that just because they are doing some videos on TikTok, they have become some sort of A-list celebrities overnight and they think they have fans. They really need to wake up from this bubble because it's not giving. I also want to taste some Hugai chips and justice for Kajol all the way. And you were also talking about a brand, and lately this brand has become so messy. Like, I don't want to pay 10 rupees just for a paper bag. Like, keep it to yourself and period. Thank you. I hope your listeners enjoy this. And bye, bestie. Love you.
Thank you, Mizumil. And don't forget to stream the Out and Loud podcast on Spotify. I didn't mention this on the last episode, but I have to say though, there is this one particular type of social media user that sometimes just makes me want to delete everything. You know that one person who just follows a bunch of people on any social media and then they unfollow them once they follow back? Well, most of these people are actually the ones that I spoke about last week. They are the ones who get a bunch of followers and then they proclaim themselves influencers. You know the worst is when they follow you once a month, like every month you just see this person follows you, or every week actually, because they follow because when they follow people, they follow this great amount of people, like in mass, and then they don't know that they already followed you last month, so then they just keep on follow you every month. And you know what this is giving? It's giving that era in America where there were a bunch of clowns walking around. Yeah, that's what you are, clowns. Speaking of clowns, remember when I told y'all that I was not a fan of this particular brand? The same brand Ms. Amel said that they were charging 10 rupees for a bag. I had two of my friends who are not Mauritians. They were not born here. They are both just like us from African countries. And they are talking a bit about their experience with their version of what is a local brand to them. Ladies and gentlemen, Eudoxie and Drissi States.
Alors oui, je suis complètement d'accord sur ce que Sydney a dit. J'appuie surtout du côté prix, parce que moi personnellement, venant d'un autre pays où justement les prix ne sont pas aussi exorbitants qu'à Maurice, chez moi par exemple, je viens de Madagascar, les prix justement c'est en rapport avec la qualité. Alors qu'à Maurice, j'avais vu plein de boutiques en fait qui exposent juste un t-shirt, par exemple... un t-shirt uni qui va te coûter dans les environs de 750 roupies. Alors, on regarde, mais ça vient d'où en fait le prix? Je sais pas, il y a à peine un petit imprimé que tu peux faire genre ça facilement. Local, chez moi, les riches ou les pauvres peuvent s'en offrir. Mais c'est contraire en fait à Maurice. Plus c'est local justement et plus les pauvres ne peuvent pas en profiter. Et c'est, je trouve ça vraiment dommage en fait.
Moi, je suis vraiment d'accord avec ce que tu as dit parce que, d'après ce que moi je sais, et d'après l'expérience que j'ai venant de autres pays dans lesquels j'ai été, un produit local, c'est un produit qui est censé être accessible à la majorité de la population. C'est un produit qui n'est pas fait que pour une certaine catégorie de personnes. À la différence des produits locaux de Maurice, ils ont été faits, on a l'impression qu'ils ont été faits juste pour une certaine catégorie de personnes en fait. Et du coup, déjà, parlant du prix d'un produit, c'est... Le prix d'un produit dépend de la qualité de la matière du produit en fait. Et du coup, pour un simple, comme tu l'as dit, je peux pas, si j'achète un t-shirt à 900 roupies, je dois vraiment sentir les 900 roupies sur moi. Parce que, mais c'est pas vraiment ce qu'on sent avec les produits locaux de Maurice, parce que tu achètes un t-shirt, c'est, la qualité n'est pas vraiment très 900 roupies. Avec juste un petit logo qui peut être fait simplement, le prix il est exorbitant. Et moi je pense que ça ne doit pas se faire comme ça. La qualité des produits, que, on n'est pas là pour citer les noms des boutiques ou de marques ou quoi que ce soit, mais certains commerçants, je les dirais ainsi, devraient revoir ce qu'ils donnent comme service en fait. Parce que, comme tu l'as dit, si tu portes un vêtement, tu dois sentir le prix de ce vêtement sur toi en fait. Tu ne vas pas acheter un habit à 900 roupies et te sentir. Tu ne dois pas acheter un habit à 900 roupies. Alors que quand tu les portes, tu ne sens pas en fait ces prix-là sur toi. Bon, c'est un peu ça en fait.
Thank you, Eudoxie and Drissi. See, it was not that hard, guys. Like, one of the things that I agree with the most is the part where Drissi said that in Mauritius, the more a brand is local, the more it's expensive. I understand, like, the part where you will say that, you know, the owners need to make their money to live to. I tried to go on this website, which displays all the brands that are made in Mauritius. And there were 12 brands, I think, were displayed in the food category. And I only ever used 2 or 4 of these brands. I will let you guys draw your own conclusions. We have Yashvir, who's also a content creator on TikTok. He's, I don't know if you know him, he's that one guy who tricked everyone into thinking somebody was his boyfriend. I really want some miso soup. His username on TikTok is Sydney's Man. He is sharing his experience as a local creator. So he said, "Hi Sydney, for me, Mauritius TikTok is a weird space. At first, I was also one of the people who was reluctant to download TikTok, but with the lockdown, I gave in and I started to make some videos just to get some friends who like the same things I do. Being on this platform gave me a huge confidence boost, and even though I'm a small creator, I know that I'm getting support from the shit ton of online friends I made. To all those who didn't download TikTok yet, just know that the more you use it, the more it will adapt to your personality and give you videos that you will enjoy. As a creator, I also have attained this mindset just like you on whenever I could make a funny or cool video, I would describe my content as random shit that comes to my mind. And to be honest, the haters didn't really affect me, so I barely give in the toxicity on this app, but I see how it would be demotivating when you look in the comments of other people just having fun, but there's people hating on them. Overall, TikTok in Mauritius is way different than many people would assume, and I feel like it builds a community and brings people together. Thank you, Yashvir." To bounce on that, I have to say though, I did talk a lot about the negative side of TikTok Mauritius, but I have to say, if you're planning on starting making content, you will find your friends, you know, the people that you will bond over the shit you post. There is this little community on TikTok here. I remember when I first started getting some views, there was this little community of people in the comments, and a lot of this time, you will see those people on a lot of other creators' comments, and it's like one of those little things that makes everything better, because in my opinion, the Junes Barb, the one who is mine, the Bosco 43069, the Marie Thomas, and the whole bunch of other people who sometimes are also creators, they are the bunch who makes this community a little brighter. Okay, so next we have another creator. His name is Partake. You might know him as Dol or Dol Pourri on TikTok. He is also sharing a bit on the hate and his experience with the hate comments.
Allô, bonjour, bonsoir les écouteurs et Sydney. Sydney, tu es l'un d'entre qui te met dans le podcast. Au fait, Sydney is a really nice person. Après ces images au TikTok, ça, he's a really nice person. So, mon vinde de ce podcast, pas trop que je m'obtienne des affaires là où pour aller. So, dernier bout qui vidéo je vois les autres. Je vous obligeais tout venir hit commenter vidéo là et que ça en riche chagrin. Que tu es tout venir du PC, il fait ce qu'il a, il fait, il écoute toujours gain hit là-dedans. Mais tu oublies que ma jeune mousse à faire, moi, c'est même qui fait nous avancer, il fait nous mature, il fait nous maturer. It's just a normal thing. C'est normal ça. Si je me suis venu à un podcast, je peux dire, moi, ouais, si je te gagne. And he prend les commandes motivation, essaye avance plus, parce que moi mon tout un des bonnes affaires comme him et que mon camarade est arrivé et que ça a vraiment break moi extra même. Mais si moi je fais gain et avant mais mon fait footer à moi avancer et que c'est même qui fait cette avancée hein. Allô c'est moi qui n'a pas besoin de quoi dire prend les motivation pas bah, ma casse de la tête et que ça allez moi allez ok bonsoir bonne soirée à tous bonne la journée ok bye.
Thank you very much Partik. I am indeed a very nice person. I totally agree with my little brother here. A little birdie actually told me that having hate is a sign of success, especially on TikTok. A lot of these health-hating bitches will talk shit and yet watch your videos and give you views. Anyway, I also had to add though, this hate thing is kind of like, I wouldn't say training, but like also like a reflection of like a little preparation of how real life will be as an adult. Yes, and I'm an adult. You know, people will try to bring you down, and whatever you do, people will always try to bring you down, when you're thriving, it's kind of sad, but people will see you thriving, will see you having the time of your life, and their jealous ass will sit here and hate.
Roaches!
Coucou Sydney, c'est Dory. Donc, moi ce que je pense sur le TikTok mauricien plus précisément, je peux pas dire grand chose parce que personnellement, je ne regarde pas trop les contenus du TikTok mauricien. Pour moi, c'est plus le TikTok français, le TikTok sud-africain, un peu nigérian et une grosse majorité de TikTok américain. Et parfois, je n'aime pas comme si... Tu sais, il y en a des gens qui te disent « Ah ouais, tu regardes quoi sur TikTok et tout ?» Genre « Ah, passe-moi ton téléphone, laisse-moi regarder ton TikTok. » Mais parfois, pour moi, personnellement, la plupart du temps, c'est gênant. Parce que quand je donne mon téléphone à quelqu'un, je me sens comme si jugé. Et la plupart du temps, les gens me disent « Ah mais ouais, toi, tu regardes pas les trucs d'ici, ben qu'est-ce que tu fous ?» Genre, t'es arrogant, tu regardes pas les TikTok mauriciens, tu te prends pour qui ? Pour ne pas regarder ça.
You know what, I totally understand Dorian, who is also a fellow content creator, by the way. You can follow him at Dorian325 on TikTok. I think a lot of us are not interested in the drama. Don't get me wrong, though. I personally love the tea. It's just that here, I feel like drama gets overwhelming so fast. Like, the dramas are stretched out for weeks, even for months, even for fucking years. And don't even get me started on cancel culture here in Mauritius. Y'all pick and choose who you want to cancel, but the people that need to be cancelled are also the ones who gets the most views and also the most hype.
Regarde par exemple le gars les au plafond. Genre, le gars... Il se prend pour quelqu'un d'hyper, genre, arrogant et regarde des gens d'un air comme si il est supérieur aux gens. Genre, tu fais ton truc, tu fais rire, mais oui, mais dévalorise pas les gens comme ça, on t'a rien demandé. Et aussi, il y a le gars, Jérémy, qui... Les gens, they make fun of him, and him, he goes with it. Like, and dans le même panier, on met aussi Zézy Local. Malgré toute la toxicité dans le TikTok mauricien, je regarde plus cette niche, cette catégorie de groupe de TikTok comme les gens que moi je suis, comme des gens de bienveillants. Comme si genre, il y a toi, il y a aussi comme une garce que j'adore, dont les vidéos me font hyper rire. Ludo qui est genre le mannequin, on peut dire ça comme ça, le mannequin de TikTok et Instagram. Fabrice Narain-Samy qui est littéralement le réalisateur de films. Et si tu regardes bien, la plupart des gens qui sont comme si qui font vivre le TikTok mauricien dans son meilleur jour, c'est gens de la communauté LGBT ou des gens qui sont des alliés de la communauté LGBT. Parce que s'il y a personne pour le faire, ben des gens de la communauté LGBT le feront. On n'a pas peur de se faire voir, on n'a pas peur de se faire entendre. Et c'est ça que j'aime bien. Mais malheureusement, les gens sont encore fermés d'esprit. Parfois, quand je pense cela, c'est chagrinant, c'est hyper chagrinant. Mais qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire? Juste advocate for the truth and what we are. And just spread love and joy in Mauritius. And that's it. Par exemple, pour toi, enfin, j'ai connu ton TikTok comme si quand c'était pas très... Quand t'as commencé, quoi. Et genre, ton contenu apportait des gens, mais je ne vois pas que la quantité de gens que moi, personnellement, je connais ne reflète pas avec la quantité de following que t'as. Parce que certains des gens, ils regardent les gens avant de s'abonner à leur chaîne. Genre, si t'es beau... Ils s'abonnent. Si t'es hétéro, ils s'abonnent. Et c'est tout. Genre, les gens, ils regardent tout ce que tu fais. Et moi, je te dis franchement, il y a beaucoup de créateurs que la quantité des gens qui les connaissent et la quantité de leur following ne comment te dire ça? Ça ne tallie pas. C'est littéralement mind-blowing.
A lot of times you will see someone from the LGBT community having a lot of views, but not because people love them I mean, here in Mauritius, I mean. But they get a lot of views because there's a lot of people also hating on them. And if it's not hate, people won't follow them, you know. Like, they get a bunch of views and not the following. The next one to give his take is Sarfaraz. He is a TikTok user, not a creator. And he had something to say in regards to bullying and how women are treated in Mauritius.
En fait, le bullying, il y a deux types de bullying. On a le harcèlement scolaire et le harcèlement à la maison. Il y a aussi le harcèlement sexuel, tout ça. D'ailleurs, le harcèlement sexuel, on devrait en parler parce que c'est assez répandu. Des jeunes garçons sur des motocyclettes qui vont s'arrêter au milieu de la rue ou dans le coin de la rue pour siffler à des filles ou hurler à des filles. Et tu vois, ceux qui sont dans des voitures, la voiture peut être complètement naze, peut être complètement genre pourrie, mais le mec va faire genre, moi j'ai une voiture, je suis mieux, toi t'es dans la rue, tu marches, tu es une fille en plus, t'as pas à marcher, genre... Il y a aussi ce concept que chez certaines personnes, on ne va pas mettre de religion dans cette conversation. On ne la fera pas. Mais il y a certaines personnes qui vivent à certains endroits, l'île Maurice, qui vont complètement accepter le fait qu'une femme ou une fille n'a pas le droit de sortir de sa maison sans l'autorisation. Non pas d'une personne de sa famille, genre de sa mère ou de son père, mais plutôt d'un homme de sa famille. J'ai une amie comme ça. Maintenant, il y a d'autres personnes qui sont harcelées sexuellement, harcelées à l'école, et le gouvernement ne va rien faire. Hein. Le harcèlement sexuel, le harcèlement scolaire, tout ça, le gouvernement ne va rien faire. Tu ne vas pas me dire que les lois que le gouvernement a passées, c'est des vraies lois pour aider les personnes. Ce sont des lois de bidon, c'est de la poudre de perlimpinpin, c'est juste pour faire beau aux yeux, et ça fait extrêmement peur en fait.
Thank you, Sofaz. Our next contributor is Sabrina. She is also a fellow content creator and she is sharing her experience as a queer woman making content on TikTok.
First of all, I feel so lucky and so honored to be part of this podcast. So thank you, Sydney, for letting me be part of this. I'm so proud of you and good luck for the editing. But yeah, I am Sabrina. A queer woman that creates content on TikTok about slow fashion / thrifted outfits. When I first thought about the topic, the first thing that came to my mind about men in relation to TikTok is that, well, they could definitely be the downside of my little fun journey. Not every man, of course. That's crazy. No, it's not about every man, so please don't take it too personally. But many have just been ruining the whole experience, and not just mine. It happens to other creators that I follow. They're just always in the comments section being rude and not open at all to what we are proposing. I've seen many queer creators like me with so much thing to give, being bullied by ignorant people / men. And that's very sad to say, but that's the true reality of it. There's this content creator that I love so much and I look up to. She's Mauritian and, well, she was showing an outfit with underarm hair and everything. And I was so happy because that is a Mauritian woman contributing to making this the norm, to normalize it, you know, so that other kids or teenagers on TikTok can see that this is totally okay. And that they have the choice to shave or not. But then, of course, you have small-minded people. Mainly men in the comment section being rude and stating facts that they themselves are not properly informed about. Another sad realization that I made concerning my videos is that they mostly do well if I'm showing more cleavage or quote-unquote more sexy. I'm sure many other women that just creates content on TikTok will agree with me about this. And we all know why this is the case. Like, men will mostly react with a video of someone being, I don't know, showing skin more, or just wearing short skirt and everything. They just seem to be interested in only our body. They will interact, as in like or share or comment or review the video, just because we are more quote unquote sexy. Another bad experience that happened to me a few times are when men just go through your TikTok profile, likes every single one of your videos, comments in some, and then just go on your Instagram or something and just DM you. They literally DM you every week also, and when they get enough of it and they see that you're not responding, they become really harsh and rude just because we're not giving them attention. And I think this is so immature and ridiculous, because I do not own anything to those men.
Thank you, Sabrina. I think a lot of these men still sees women as only sexual beings, as only objects, you know? I shouldn't be telling you this, guys, but women are pretty human, just like us men. They feel, and this is sad, but a lot of times women have to worry about this and that when doing the most basic things like going outside. I think that as being part of this generation, we should all do better. This week, we saw this video on media of this woman getting attacked by four whole men. That was scary and so painful to watch, because it could have been someone we know, it could have been a relative, it could have been our moms, you know, like, this is so disgusting. In the meantime, you can follow Sabrina at they_call_me_noodles on TikTok. Up next, we have Jake. He had some encouraging words about my podcast, and I thank him for that. You can follow him on TikTok at ZAK1907. So he said, the first episode was a success in showcasing TikTok Mauritius. It was funny, precise, without mentioning the names of certain local CC, even though it's definitely not the type of media that I consume. The first episode of States of Sydney is definitely a must to listen to. If you're looking to pass the time or just something to entertain yourself, this podcast is made for you.
Hi, so I'm Lilith. You might know me as Not Lilith on TikTok, and today I'm so honored to be on Sydney's podcast, State of Sydney. I'm so grateful and I'm so happy for him, and really, really honored to be given the chance to speak. And today I want to talk about misogyny and over issues that we see on Mauritian TikTok concerning like the hate that people receive. I will also talk about other stuff. Anyway, let me just start talking about the interesting part. So misogyny is an issue everywhere at different levels, but I will try my best to remain in Mauritius. So gender as itself is a social construct according to the World Health Organization, and I quote, gender refers to the characteristic of women, men, girls and boys that are socially constructed. This includes norms, behavior, and roles associated with being women, men, girl, boys, etc. And we can see that gender is all made up and it doesn't really matter. Like, no one is inherently feminine or masculine. Like, we just made that up. And in a society, it's seen as, oh yeah, if you're born with a vagina, you're a girl, so you have to be feminine. You're born with a penis, you're a boy, so you have to be masculine. And everyone keeps this idea, and we can see that on TikTok too, that, and also you have to restrict yourself to a certain idea of what being a woman is. Like, you have to be feminine, as what society sees what feminine is. You have to be innocent and calm and, you know, you have to be this little being that everyone wants to protect, because when you're strong and confident in yourself, people hate that. And we can see that on Mauritian TikTok. Whenever someone is confident in their body and show off their body, show off skin, like, go off, girl. Like, you know what? If you want to show your skin, if you're of legal age especially, don't also fall into the trap of being too young and over-sexualizing yourself. But in the sense of, there are some girls, they respect themselves and show their body because they feel confident in their body. And they are called all the names, insulted. I don't know if I can swear here. And they receive so much hate just for being confident in their own body. I personally received hate because I was confident in my body, and I'm a very, like, online, I don't show off my body as much, and I love how my body looks, and I got hate just because I had body hair. And that's a long story, but long story short, because I had body hair, a lot of hate, men being misogynistic, calling me all names, even insulting me. All of that just because I don't fit the idea of what a woman should be. And that's not just me. It's a lot of people who go through that. And you know what? If you personally conform to these norms, it's completely fine if you or like anyone. But if someone else doesn't, you should not pressure them to, you know? Like, if someone wants to have body hair, let them be. If someone wants to show skin, don't insult them. And we can see that, like, whatever you do when you're a woman or when in passing, you get criticized and harassed on TikTok. And it's even worse for trans women or people who are gender fluid or simply like to dress up as women. And I know it's not my discrimination and not my personal experience, but I've seen this happen on TikTok whenever someone who is not what we would say born with a vagina and want to be feminine, they get harassed, they get hate, like the misogyny is so hard, like it's disgusting. And I also see a lot of people who support them, which is amazing, and we should continue on supporting them and encouraging women and gender fluid people or anyone if they want to do what society sees as feminine, because it's literally just how you present yourself, how you are outside. It doesn't reflect either who you are inside. Like, if you want to wear a dress, wear makeup or whatever, it's not just for women. Just let people be. And whenever you do things like that, you will get hate and criticized, and I really think it's mental, like, it's so stupid. And there's this Mauritian TikToker that I won't name, and he did a video where he mocked body hair, and we also saw that they were what I would call fake allies. Like, it's guys who would be like, yeah, I'm against that, and when you talk to them about, when I talk to this certain guy about this guy on TikTok who made a video about body hair, I was like, it's not that deep. And I actually wanted to record a song with that person, but we were not on the same wavelength concerning morals and values, so I preferred to stop talking to him, and I ghosted him, and I abandoned the project. That really meant a lot to me. Like, this song really meant a lot to me. I posted the song last year, and I wrote this song a while ago, and I still want to publish it, whatever, because it really means a lot to me, and I really think a lot of people can, you know, how do you say that, can listen to it and maybe helps them, because I want to pass a message for that. And but anyway, there's that. So I abandoned the project because it was basically a fake ally. Like, how are you gonna be like that and say, yeah, you're not misogynistic, but be okay with people being misogynistic? But there's even worse than that. There's this woke Mauritian Instagrammer that does educational content about mostly sexuality. And they even did a book, and they claim to be all woke in the sense of anti-racism, misogyny, against fatphobia, all of that. And when I sent them a message about the Mauritian TikToker who made the video about, like, the body hair mocking someone, the person who's like all woke about everything was just like, oh yeah, you know, it's just a joke. I think you're taking it too personally. It's not that deep. And we can see how this is so much hypocrisy. Like, it's just publicly that you're all against misogyny, racism, against all of that. But when it's, you know how we say it's like when it's your homies, then suddenly it's fine and it's okay. And I feel like that's how a lot of people are also. Like first of all, it's already difficult in Mauritius to be confident and receive support. And now when someone does something misogynistic, the people who present themselves as allies, they just present themselves as allies, and they're not really allies, because if it's someone they knew, they're going to be like, you know, it's like, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's a huge problem. Misogyny is a huge problem concerning hate on TikTok and all of that. And I could talk about that for days. But, yeah, that's pretty much a little part of what I wanted to say. And, yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I really hope that we can fix these issues. I've been thinking about that, and I think like it's deeply rooted in not giving people enough education concerning this specific topic. I'm not calling people stupid or whatever. I'm just saying that we don't receive proper sex education about certain things, and we still have values that are archaic and that are outdated, and we need to revise that, and we need to teach kids as we're still young to not be misogynistic. And it's a big work, and I try my best to contribute a little bit to it and talk about it a bit. Right now I'm not very active concerning that, but I used to be very active, and I soon will be very active again. But yeah, hate is a huge issue. Don't hate people. That's not nice, bestie. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to me, and thank you very much for having me, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and yeah, I love you guys.
To proceed, we have someone who wished to be anonymous. They sent me a mail and they wanted to sound off on mental health in Mauritius. So they said, concerning mental health, which you talked about, I think it remains severely undiscussed. Most people of the older generations lack general education about what and how important mental health actually is. But they are not to be blamed, as they have mostly only been taught to prioritize physical health, and the concept of taking care of our mental health is relatively new and foreign. Speaking from personal experience, when I once told someone I was dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts, they responded that depression is a demon created from hell, which I should just get rid of, which further proves my point. Most people also lack the basic know-how of dealing with their emotions and emotionally allowing themselves to be vulnerable, me included, which in turn worsens our mental health. This is especially the case with men due to the existence of toxic masculinity, where we are told things like we shouldn't cry or we should be strong and so on. I think there should be a compulsory subject taught in schools, educating the younger generations about mental health, just like physical health is taught. I don't know if people know this, but from what I have been told, you can even ask for a psychologist at school through the office, as every zone is assigned one. But he said, in between brackets, he said, from what the staff said, I am not sure because mine never came. Next, we have someone that I love. I already have to issue a warning for explicit language and spelling. Everybody, Blue Roses 12.
Hi, bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Blue Roses 12 sur TikTok. Et aujourd'hui, je vais envie cause au monde qui croise tout PMI sur les réseaux sociaux, notamment TikTok. Pour pas connaître pas une des arènes marocaines, je suis du monde qui crée un contenu, je suis toujours venant un du monde qui pour là.
qui vous dénigrez eux, pour dire ouais, Nachon ici, Créole ici, Malbor ici, Sinois ici, Madras ici, Musulman ici, ou bien ouais, toi t'es trop gros, t'es vilain, etc. Je vraiment crois que tout PM, mais pour eux, c'est une place que je suis capable d'exprimer sa négativité là. Et c'est moi-même, du moins, qui ai envie de faire ça là en face pour pas peur de représailles. Et ça m'a dit, mon amour, pensez c'est vraiment besoin d'un psychiatre, franchement. Parce qu'ils ont pu spread négativité, comme on dit, avec eux, quoi. Même les rois, comme on dit, quand ils ont tiré avant d'affaires là, puis ils ont été maman, rebelles, puis tout. Donc, au fait, nous, là, nous avons envie de chercher un contenu, nous avons envie de porter une expérience, un moment de la vie, un moment d'or, et ils ont été là, ils ont cause caca, comme on a dit, dire. Je connais qui comme si jamais ça va une qualité commentaire là pour arrêter parce qu'il même un plus grand recevoir lui. Donc nous en tant que Mauriciens nous pouvons gagner lui. Et le pire c'est que mal Mauricien je pas content tous les autres Mauriciens arrivés. Même si je pas pour bouger autres fesses, mais comment je trouve un autre Mauricien il n'arrive plus autre qu'ils autres, je t'arrase, je te fais ban, je poste même commentaire caca quoi. Et c'est pas beaucoup hein, mais comment nous dire, c'est pour nous gâter, faire pour nous dans le panier là, entier, gâter. Donc, je pense que c'est tout ce que j'ai à dire là-dessus. Qui ça va gâter, je vais là, c'est ben, je vais m'exprimer clairement. Hein. C'est ben enfoiré, et ben cacalicaï. Et bon, bien, puis ça, comment aller chercher au colonne. Bonne soirée, bye bye, Sydney.
Thank you, Miss Blue Roses 12, and your birds. I absolutely love when people are just as honest as her. I just know I can trust this bitch with my life. She is also the first friend that I ever made on TikTok. I was just like a random TikTok user with a Wendy Williams profile picture. And then we became friends through her lives, which is also a thing. People don't necessarily make videos to entertain people on TikTok. There is this whole community of people entertaining their audience only through lives. I'm sure you've seen that one girl who just sits in front of her TV and selects the profile of people that sends her GIF. And she just keeps saying, oh, that's great, great content. One time, I think she selected someone who had a pimple popping video and she was like, oh, that's great, great content. I was screaming and crying. Oh, and speaking of TikTokers who entertain people through lives, I think we have to talk about this one guy who eats bugs that are alive on his lives. I think one time I saw one of his lives, he was eating a whole bug who was still moving. I still can't sleep at night. The next person to sound off is Dani. She is also one of these people that brightens up my day. I see her in my stories on my For You page. I just know whatever the fuck I'm going through in my life, because, you know, we all go through shit and stuff, I just will be alright. Anyway, love this girl.
Allô, mon expérience est TikTok. En fait, tout a commencé, je pense comme beaucoup de jeunes. 2 ans de cela, quand il y a eu le premier confinement, j'étais sur Instagram, j'étais sur Facebook. Après, je me suis dit, ah yo, alors c'est TikTok. Donc, j'ai mis TikTok et j'ai réalisé que les gens disaient, ouais, TikTok, Maurice, c'est la marée nulle, ça, c'est pas quoi. Et vrai, même, j'ai vu, c'était nul. J'ai vu des TikTok, c'était bizarre. Donc, il y avait, oh, June, il y avait des gens marrés bizarres. Je me suis dit, c'était genre, qui t'es hein? Et finalement, petit à petit, il y avait d'autres personnes qui commençaient à faire des TikTok, que ce soit mauricien ou à l'étranger, comme si j'ai découvert une autre facette de TikTok en fait. Pour moi, au début, je pensais que TikTok c'était juste des trucs genre Musical.ly, tu vois, faire des trucs marrés bizarres, et après faire des danses qui allaient devenir virales. Mais en fait, c'est pas du tout ça. J'ai jamais fait une danse TikTok, je connais pas les danses TikTok. Pourtant, je suis dessus, hein, mais je ne vois jamais les danses. Je vois tout le temps des contenus de malade en fait, genre des contenus qui me font pisser de rire. En fait, c'est pour ça que TikTok devient pour moi Marie Dieu de laisser en fait. Je peux pas dire ok, je vais regarder TikTok 5 minutes. Non, non, c'est genre TikTok 2 heures. Mon téléphone n'a plus de batterie, c'est là que comme c'est. Je comprends, tu vois. Mais en vrai, quand j'ai commencé à faire mes vidéos, Je pensais pas que j'allais avoir beaucoup de vues, de commentaires et de partages et de j'aime, etc. Je pensais que c'était juste... Ouais, il fallait mettre les hashtags, tout ça. Donc, il y a des vidéos que je veux pas qui viennent virales parce que je veux juste poster pour que mes potes voient parce que j'ai pas envie d'envoyer chaque pote individuellement. Mais finalement, c'est ces vidéos-là même qui deviennent virales. Je mets juste un hashtag for you page et je me dis non, ça peut être viral. Ou bien je mets pas du tout de hashtag et ça même ça pour gagner le like là. Et du coup, ouais. Et j'ai eu marre peur parce que quand je regarde les TikTok mauriciens, je vois beaucoup de hate comments et tout. Genre des trucs marre méchants sur le physique, sur. Franchement, sur tout quoi. Genre, sur le physique, sur. Pourquoi la personne parle le français comme ça, pourquoi tu parles créole comme ça, t'es pas une mauricienne, toi, parce que t'es pas cause créole, t'es gay honte, t'es une mauricienne, c'est pas quoi, genre, come on, comme si. Et du coup, ben, quand j'ai fait mes TikTok, c'est ça que j'appréhendais le plus, tu vois, mais j'ai pas du tout eu ça, juste une personne qui m'a fait un commentaire méchant, et c'était mon premier hater, je pense que c'était mon dernier aussi, j'espère. Et ben, ça se passe marre bien. Les gens like mes vidéos, les gens share et ça me fait être marre heureuse en fait de voir que les gens interagissent avec ce que je fais et de voir que ben en fait c'est pas que moi qui réfléchis de cette façon là, tu vois. Comme si quand je fais une vidéo, je vais pas me dire que c'est que moi qui réfléchis comme ça, tu vois. Parce qu'il y a plein de gens qui vont liker, qui vont dire ouais, c'est vrai en fait, tu vois. Et je trouve ça marre cool. Donc, ouais, je te disais, j'ai une communauté, je sais pas si tu veux appeler ça une communauté, mais les gens qui me follow sur TikTok, ils sont marrés bienveillants, ils sont marrés gentils. Quand je raconte mes histoires où je pleure, tout ça, mais ils sont marrés gentils. Ils vont me dire, t'inquiète pas, ça va aller, tout ira mieux, etc. Et je trouve ça marrés cool. Genre, franchement, je suis marrée heureuse, en fait. Et faire des TikTok n'est pas forcément une obligation, mais je suis juste marrée contente de faire des TikTok parce que je me sens moi-même. Donc, je me sens revivre, entre guillemets. Donc, quand je suis pas bien, des fois, je regarde des TikTok. Quand je suis dans le mood, je fais des TikTok et je me prends pas la tête, tu vois. Je me dis pas, non, aujourd'hui, j'ai pas fait des TikTok, je suis obligée de faire un. Ben non, en fait, à un moment, je faisais ça. Après, j'ai arrêté complètement. Je me dis juste, écoute, j'ai le temps. Aujourd'hui, je vais faire un, je vais faire deux, je fais... Et du coup, voilà, c'est marrant et cool. Je suis carrément moins quand je fais tous les personnages qu'il y a. Sauf que si tu me dis de faire ça devant toi, j'aurais marré honte. Je sais pas pourquoi. Et du coup, ben voilà, j'ai eu plein d'abonnés un coup comme ça. Un coup, j'ai pas d'abonnés. Un coup, j'ai plein. Et du coup, je suis là genre, ah, je suis une TikTok queen. Je sais que non. Mais dans ma tête, je suis OK. Et du coup, voilà.
In the meantime, you can follow Danny at Danny Ramsamy on TikTok.
Hey, Sid, it's Adesh. Let me just take this moment to congratulate you on your first episode of States of Sydney. I think that was such a good start to your podcast. I was hooked from just a couple of minutes into it. And you know, all the stuff that you talked about in that first episode are stuff that me and my close friends or my close circle talk about a lot. And to see you, you know, you have such an online presence and you've made such a large number of following on TikTok and on Instagram. And to see you create your own podcast and to be so vulnerable and to be so transparent about your experience online and to talk about stuff that actually I've never seen any other Mauritian TikToker. I know you don't like that label, but yeah, I don't think I've seen other Mauritian TikTokers talk about this stuff that you talked about, because I feel like people hype the wrong things on TikTok, especially Mauritian TikTok, and not addressed the more important stuff.
I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who listened to the first episode of our podcast. There's a lot of great things coming on this platform, and I hope I don't disappoint you guys when this episode will be released. The news article will be out. I don't know if it is. If it's not, I didn't say anything.
People will always have something to say online behind a fake profile or an unnamed profile because, you know, they have their own experiences. We will never know why people react the way they do because we don't know their life stories. Maybe they've been hurt in the past. Maybe they have insecurities that they have to project that on other people. I can understand people who are in pain that do unspeakable things, but that doesn't mean that you get to inflict that upon anybody else. Like, come on, I understand that you've been through a lot, but that doesn't mean you get to hurt other people the way you did. Grow up. What does it take for someone to just, if they don't like something, just swipe or don't engage with it? Is that too hard to understand? If you don't like it, don't engage with it. Like, what is the outcome here? What is the desired outcome here for you to hate on somebody? I don't think I will ever get that. Yeah, so that's pretty much my take on the hate train happening in the Mauritian TikTok space. Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. And I don't think I will ever, again, I don't think I will ever be able to get it. How do you explain stuff like that? It don't make no sense to me. Seriously, people need to grow up and need to check themselves.
Thank you very much, Adarsh. I really appreciate what you said. Just so you know, Adarsh sent me a 12-minute record. I had to cut a lot of parts when he was congratulating me and everything. I obviously could not keep this part because it would be too much of a long episode, but I still wanted to thank you for your support. I think TikTok is also greatly responsible for this hate trend on their own app. You know, as a whole company, their goal is obviously to make money. In Mauritius, we don't see it, but if you go in Europe or something, you, while scrolling through your For You page, you will see ads. You will get ads. And I think that there is a correlation between this and how it is easy to make a new account on this damn app. Because, you know, if there is more people on the app, of course, the ads will reach out to more people.
Parlant de mon expérience, quand je faisais encore des vidéos sur TikTok, je me rappelle, j'avais fait une fois une vidéo où on parlait de... C'était une vidéo pour dire dans quel pays tu vis actuellement, tu viens de quel pays, quelle est la nourriture que tu aimes le plus, la musique, la danse, ce genre de choses. Sachant que moi, je suis congolaise et que je vis maintenant à Maurice. J'ai fait une vidéo où j'ai dit que je préfère plus mon pays que Maurice. Et avec les 18 ans que j'ai passé dans mon pays et les 2 ans que j'ai passé à Maurice, c'est pas que je déteste Maurice, j'aime Maurice, mais si on me disait de choisir un pays, je préfère rester dans mon pays. Tu vois un peu, on me demande la nourriture que j'aime la plus, que genre quelle nourriture je préfère le plus en fait. J'ai passé, comme je l'ai dit, 18 ans dans mon pays et c'est pas comme si je déteste la nourriture de Maurice, j'aime bien la nourriture de Maurice, mais si on me demandait de choisir, je choisirais la nourriture à laquelle je suis habituée, c'est ça. En fait, je pense que tout le monde choisirait la nourriture qui... Bon, le goût des couleurs ne se discute pas. Bref, c'est un peu ça. La musique et la danse étaient la même chose. Je préfère la musique de chez moi que la musique de Maurice, mais ça veut pas dire que je déteste la musique de Maurice. J'aime la musique de Maurice, j'aime Big Frankie, j'aime Prophétie, j'aime les autres, mais si on me disait de choisir, je préfère vibrer sur la musique de chez moi que la musique de Maurice. Il fallait voir la haine que j'avais dans les commentaires. Il y avait toutes sortes d'injures qui sortaient, heureusement je les connais maintenant. Il y avait toutes sortes, en fait, je sais pas. Je me suis sentie coupable d'avoir fait une vidéo où je donnais, dans laquelle je donnais mon opinion, en fait. Alors que, quand tu fais une vidéo sur TikTok, tu ne dois pas te sentir mal d'avoir fait une vidéo. Mais certains Mauriciens, bon, je sais que c'est partout, hein. La haine, ça se passe partout, mais à Maurice, ils prennent tout au premier degré, en fait. Et c'est un truc que j'aime pas. C'est un truc, je pense, qui devrait changer. TikTok, c'est TikTok. On sait tous que si tu prends les choses de TikTok au premier degré, tu finiras par te suicider. Tu vas te suicider à la fin, en fait. Ils doivent juste, certains Mauriciens doivent sortir de leur zone de confort et vivre la vie comme elle est, en fait. Bref, c'était un peu ça.
I think that people here just like to be offended about every little shit, you know. I remember this one guy who offended so many people by just saying Mauritian was an African country, which is, by the way, a whole fact. And this whole people confusing race, religion, and ethnicity, I think this is a whole episode on itself, but I'm still going to give you a little sociology class. Race is what's physical. You're black, you're white, you're green, whatever you are. This is your physical appearance. Religion is what you pray, where your faith belongs to. Your faith belongs to Jesus, your faith belongs to Buddha, your faith belongs to Allah. This is what religion is. Ethnicity is everything revolving around cultural characteristics like food, language, hairstyle.
Hola, I'm Lord Alaska. You probably know me from TikTok. First off, I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Sydney, for having me. So I'm going to talk about influencing in Mauritius. So I think influencing is now an actual thing in Mauritius. It used to be really underrated until a few people started posting videos on Instagram and YouTube. And as their platform started to grow, they were automatically referred to as influencers. That's how I would describe it. I have myself been referred to as an influencer a few times in the past, and I'm going to share my story with you guys. I started TikTok in December 2019 and got noticed for the first time in February 2020. I had the opportunity to work on a project with KFC. It was to advertise a new product they'd just launched. It was really exciting, and I realized that people actually liked me. Not everyone, of course, maybe. I think my platform grew the most during the lockdown in 2020. Because TikTok was a thing during the lockdown. People were bored and they'd watch videos all day long. Side note, I am people. People is moi. And that's how it went. My platform continued growing and I had a few more contracts with an advertising company. Now, I'm not sure I have an actual opinion about TikTok Mauritius, but I'd say some people are really good at it and some people are questionable. But hey, diversity! Other than the cringeness that surrounds it, I think TikTok is a cool app. And people may think my videos are ridiculous, but I have lots of fun filming them and I'm happy with it. So yeah, my final word would be do what makes you happy and fly little butterflies. Bye!
You might know the next person to sound off as Call Me Jojo Please on TikTok. He's going to share with us his journey as a content creator. I don't know about you, but Jojo is one of those people that to me defines Big Mauritius TikTok. That guy got me through lockdown one as a whole. Anyway, here's Joel.
Hi, hello. Thank you, Sydney, for giving me this opportunity to talk on your podcast. I really appreciate it. So I'm a Mauritian content creator as well. I post videos on TikTok. The content I post is mostly related to K-pop, video games. Sometimes I do comedy, but I also used to make transition videos, but I don't do them anymore because the hype is kind of gone and I lost motivation. You know the process. Which brings me to a point. Sometimes the algorithm of TikTok hypes the wrong people. Let me explain. When I say the wrong people, I don't mean they're bad people, like nothing to do with them as a person whatsoever. What I mean is there are Mauritian content creators out there who take time and effort, for example, a dance video, but like, I mean, an actual dance video. I'm not saying TikTok dances or not dances, I just mean that it's not professional dancing. Or even artists who spend maybe 3 or 4 hours on a drawing and recorded the whole thing for TikTok, but then their video flops. So yeah, that's kind of sad. And which brings me to another point. I didn't have the best setup. I filmed videos in my room. I didn't even have a phone 2 years ago when I started TikTok. I had an iPad. Sis, please. So if you want to start making videos on TikTok, but if you think that you're not good enough, then, sis, you are so wrong. You do not need the best setup. You do not need an iPhone, a ring light, or any type of equipment like this to make awesome videos. Just be true to yourself and fuck the algorithm, because we content creators need to stick together and to stick for ourselves. Who knows, maybe in 2 years you'll be a local celebrity.
Thank you, Joel. You have probably noticed this or not, but I have the same setup when I make videos on TikTok. My house is small, okay? My options are very fucking limited, but I still make content. Okay, maybe the only thing that I'm just like, okay, I personally wouldn't make videos if I still had an Android, because I feel like Android makes you look blurry for some reason, or it's just like slow or something, but that's just my opinion. But if you want to make content, do as you please, just do it, don't even think about this and that, because trust me, if you start overthinking, you won't get anywhere and you won't just do nothing.
Ban Mauricien, si on dit ça en créole. Il faut pas être sérieux avec TikTok. TikTok, c'est... au fait, on est libre de parler de ce qu'on veut, au fait. D'exposer ce qu'on veut de nos réalités. Mais si les personnes qui vont dans les commentaires veulent aussi donner une opinion sur votre vidéo, genre sur une vidéo quelconque, s'il vous plaît, soyons polis, hein. Soyons polis. Et ne prends pas des choses au premier degré, au fait. TikTok, c'est là, personne, genre... Quelqu'un peut décider qu'il est président, il est président pour lui, pour sa nation. S'il est président dans sa chambre, il est président dans sa chambre. Donc toi, genre... toi, dans les commentaires, t'as pas le droit de lui dire « Ah non, t'es pas président. » Si lui est président, donc t'es qui pour lui empêcher, au fait. Donc, il faut arrêter d'être méchant. Méchant gratuitement, là, c'est pas bon, hein. C'est pas bon. En plus, c'est même pas joli sur un visage de quelqu'un. Donc, il faut qu'ils arrêtent de prendre les choses au premier degré, au fait.
And that concludes the first episode of this series. This was a pilot episode. This was something that I wanted to try. I wanted to hear everyone as much on this topic. I wanted you all to share your experience on this subject, because TikTok is definitely part of everyone's life, one way or the other. So thank everyone who contributed to this. I wanted to thank Muzamil, Eudoxie, Tracy, Yashvir, Bartek, Dorian, Salfaraz, Sabrina, Jake, Not Lilith, Brew Roses 12, Danny, Jojo, Adesh, Rushika, and the anonymous ones. My favorite thing about TikTok is when I make someone's day, you know. Like, I love when people DM me and be like, hey, you've made my day a little better. Then that's why I make content. Every time somebody says this, I'm just like, what did I do besides being myself? And that's the key. Be yourself.